Beginning our daf masechta about Basa daf lamed ches. Beginning of basic into his master. Beginning the Gemara. The stam yidav golf that we're telling you that in general Yehuda and the Galilee are kshas chemdom. It's like when there's a excommunication between the two areas. Says Tzitzit v'Tzimtzum, you can say, wait a second. Tzitzit asks us to take a second look. It says, "Am I shnu the gabi get? What's the midrash halachas of get? Amav reish get the Gemara said beginning of the kind of dalma beis. I maybe get medin lemedin meretz yisrael. But something's a get from one." Country, so to speak, one province in Eretz Yisrael to another province. It does not have to say in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed. Why? Since the people come up and to Yerushalayim three times a year, that they are oile regel. So you're always going to find witnesses to verify it. And even when the Beis HaMikdash was not around, but kivin dekabati din dekivi, since there's courts that are established, mishka shchichi, witness is always around. So Yehud and Gol are different areas in Eretz Yisrael, and you tell me that people are always traveling from one to another, and that's how you have edim for the get. So how are you saying that it's kashas chem dami? We can say it's the bad get we get. No, most definitely regarding a get, mitzuyin lekaimu, you're going to find witnesses to verify. The film Yehud legal, even from Yehud to Gol. Fisha isha regila lechazra ach edikim, because the woman's looking for witnesses who could verify the signatures that come from that other area, and you'll find. If you don't have a lot of travelers, you're not going to hear the protest. Because it's not normal for the one who is taking possession to look after if the guy's protesting, and if not. So the people are traveling for oile regel or for the courts. That's not going to be enough since there is like this chirim between the two of them. But then says to say, what the minhag this is, when it says the mitzvah of sheishes mitzvah, sheishes required, as the gears is either ma'aras laras or meshchun leshchun from one neighborhood to another neighborhood, and rabba matzah rabba required afilu ba'is leshchun even the neighborhood itself to say b'fanei nechta. Now parach the gemara asked, but rabba who the amah, but rabba is the one who said lefisha in mitzvah lekami, because there's no witnesses that are around. So it's not with Lashma that you could say maybe no matter where it is, but witnesses are around in the same neighborhood itself. Shon the Gemara answers, no, Shon b'nei Mechuzza, where he lived, the Naidi, because people are always traveling. So therefore, people don't even know, you know, the neighbors to testify. Says, Taisa Atumi Neima, are you going to say the Mechuzza Mechosh lebefana v'lav Mecha? That when you do mecha, not in front of it, it's not going to be mecha. But you start global the fun of the mecha, you have to come in front of them and protest, because you're saying that forget. If anything, it works better than mecha. So if forget doesn't work in his neighborhood, same neighborhood, and so mecha is not going to work. Hashem says what you can say is delayed dummy. No, it's not comparable, because rechaisman ala get b'mecheisa, when they sign on the get in mecheisa v'holchem lehen and then they leave, in derech sheyatziku be'ir, it's not normal for them to scream in town. Oh, anachta chesam get plainly. Oh, we're the ones who signed on this get. So yeah, people are not going to be able to mekayim these witnesses' signature. But regarding a protest, derech halichasam, the way when they're traveling, regilus lema, it's normal for them to announce, oh, by the way, so I have some interesting news. Pliny Micha, this guy protested. V'shem nachem and others hear about Achan Ishma, but beis hamatzik, until it's heard in the house of the person who's in possession of it, and therefore actually there the word will get out. Next, Tais Master begins with the words of Gemara. Imechzik benichzi berech. You cannot take possession in the assets of a fugitive. Now, Tais explains, but berech machmas mamon, we're talking about where a guy's a fugitive because of money. Because the machmas maradin, if it's because of murder, b'holi polik shmul, that shmul would not disagree, but k'demuch b'samach, like it's obvious in the Gemara later on, that the guy's never going to be meich, because he doesn't want to be found. Now, v'davki b'berech, this is specifically by a fugitive. But a regular person, have a chazaka, it is a chazaka, because he could come to the place where the machzik is there, and he could protest. But regarding a guy who's a fugitive, he's not permitted to come to the place where the guy is, because he's a fugitive for that reason. He's running away for a reason. So it's not going to be considered, says Rav, as mecha when it's not in front of the person. Because with someone like Yehuda, he'll take Yehuda the Gittani that we learned in the Mishnah, the Yavel Shanacher, that he'll come in the following year, and he'll protest. It sounds like, that you have to protest in front of the person himself. Then says to Tzitzit B'Tzimim, you can say, how do you know this? Maybe Yehuda does not require mecha in front of the machzik himself. His words are just saying, they'll come to the country, to the province where the machzik is, and they'll protest. For example, if the guy's in Yehuda, Yehuda will come to Yehuda and be mecha. Shaz tishma mechasa, just that then he'll hear his mecha, but not that he has to do it in front of him. Chitim, you're going to say that kivain shechazak nishmas adas pamya. But what do you mean? If the chazak has heard all the way till Spain, so got mecha hamecha tishma adas pamya. So then the mecha should also be heard all the way up until Spain. And v'imecha shalei b'fun of hamecha. So if mecha not in front of him is mecha, so leizav aduchtei. But limchi, let him just stay where he is and be mecha. So why does he have to even come to the same province? No, all less is tesis. That's not true. Because ikal makam shechazak nishmas. If you're going to say wherever the chazak is heard, gam hamecha nishmas. So too the protest is heard. So imkain, if that's the case, hechem mechle el hazav in the gemara previously drabon that according drabonon mecha shalei b'fun of hamecha that a protest. Not in front of the person is a protest. Aim, I can tell you that the truth is that loy have a macha. No, not true. It's not a macha. And the hoy be Yehuda, vichzib be Yehuda, have a chazaka. And if the guy's in Yehuda and the guy's maxing Yehuda, it's chazaka, lefish in ishmas, because it's heard. And he'll come and he'll protest in front of the maxik. I'm Yehuda look a little, but from Yehuda to Galil, ain't a chazaka in ishmas. Chazaka maybe is not heard. Rather, it was obvious to the Gemara that Chazaka Nishmas Merdachi. No, the Chazaka is heard at a distance. But the Mecha is not. So that's why the Gemara proves very well. The Sabri Rabban must be the Rabban held that Mecha Shalab Fon, that Mecha is even not in front of the person because they don't have Mecha. Because if it's not a Mecha, but you have to come in front of the Machzik. And if that's the case, Mehud Galil. So then from Yehuda to Galil, Te Chazaka, it should be like a Chazaka, it should be Yehuda, like just like in Yehuda. Yesh Leilich Volimchis, Mehud Galil. That Yesh Leilich Volimchis, that he should go and protest, Mehud Galil Nami, Yehuda Galil should also go in front of him and protest. So we're back to the question. So we see that there is a difference between the Chazaka and the Mecha. So how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that? Maybe he holds that no, you don't need a mecha b'fanav. He just has to come here to be meicha, to be in the same medina. But sometimes we could say is late tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. From the fact that it doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda says v'yabal l'shana ches v'yimcha that he'll come the next year and protest v'yadiyuhu and let him know shema minah. From that we infer shatarach lemechaz l'fanav that he actually has to protest in front of him. Says the Ri, where because or else the terminology could have said that he should just come be a Yehu, that enough time to let him know, which is to be in the same area. So the fact that says doesn't say that. It's obviously because Rabbi Yehuda is saying that actually no, that you actually have to. It says another. It says v'yavel l'shana acheres. It doesn't say that v'yimcha. Because it's telling you that he has to do the mecha in front of him. And that's what we're saying. That's who Rav holds like. Because mecha shel b'fan is not a mecha. It says, Mat b'gin with the red gemara, but mecha nekit nalei. And from the words of the Zvid, it seems like that the nusach of the mecha includes inside of it that the mecha will say that, the mecha tevan nalei b'dina. But says Tais nearly it seems to read the light talk lememri. He doesn't have to say in the kitna lay that these words el urcha de milsenaka. It's the norm that it's saying it, and that we know this. Medalei comes as Rav Zvid from the fact that Rav Zvid does not say plainly gazlanahu that this guy is a rabba de achla arab because lanusa that he's eating my property in theft. Lahava macha that. Zud should have said, he should have said this, that if he just says this, not a mecha, but plainly gazlanahu the ochel arav because lanusa ulamacha and the kitla bedina, he should have said ha mecha. From the fact that it doesn't specify that to say that only if you say that, obviously then it's just picking it and just explaining what's the norm, but it doesn't have to actually say those words itself.